nuisance. On a specified...
1,000. Now playing.
Now on News Talk 960 KKNT, it's time for Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox, president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group. Visit us online at MinutemanHQ.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Simcox.
Hi, folks. This is Minuteman Radio coming to you, and tonight I will be the host instead of Chris Simcox. And my co-host will be Stacey O'Connell, the state director of the Arizona operations. And we just ended our operations today, the 30-day muster in the month of October. And Stacey, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are
you?
Good
to see you again. It's been a long time.
I bet.
It was actually, about 6 hours ago?
I know. And you've had a shower since then.
Yes, I'm all clean. Got the dust out of my teeth and my ears. And I still haven't shaved since Thursday. So my wife is kind of wondering who I am. You know,
yes.
I usually shave every day. So,
yes.
But, this is the fourth time that we've been to a 30-day operation.
Yes.
And every time that we end an operation, it's such a sad event, you know, because we make so many friends during
yes.
the month, and, you know, we meet so many people coming across from different parts of the country, so many good patriots, so many good Minutemen, and you know what are going to be lifelong friends with these
yes.
people. And when you turn out the light at the end of an operation, it's so sad to see it go, to see the month pass. But we had a great mission this month, Operation Block Watch here in the Alta Valley, Pima County, Arizona. Just to give you a few statistics, we had 527 sightings this month with 173 apprehensions by U.S. Border Patrol. Now, what does that mean? That means a whole lot. In April, just 6 months ago, we had a total of 1,500 sightings for the month in our small area of activity, with about 850 apprehensions for the month. We can only attribute the lower numbers right now due to the National Guard. Matter of fact, it's the North Carolina National Guard serving 35 miles south of where we're at, working closely with the U.S. Border Patrol. So where typically the U.S. Border Patrol is catching 1 in 3, maybe 4, we're experiencing the same
numbers still,
Yeah.
Just
35
lower numbers.
Mm-hmm. miles north,
same percentage.
With Operation Willpower going on. So our numbers are lower, and we're happy for that, but we know that they're still coming across in significant numbers. It was a good event.
Yes, and before I do anything else, folks, I said it in my prayers, because I do pray for all of these guys that are great patriots in this country, and I told the Lord that I was going to give him the glory for protecting us and keeping us safe, not only during the 30-day missions, but also for our cause that has been going on for years and years and years, and here I did it, and I thought it was very, very important because he's kept us safe. And Stacy, I got a call from Bob Wright today, and he uh-huh. was telling us that his numbers are extremely down.
Right.
I think their apprehensions were about 29, something mm-hmm. in that area. But he also said that they, again, have the National Guard on their border. And
sure.
Last year was a striker force that kept the deterrence.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the Army was practicing with their new vehicles,
that's
the new
right.
striker vehicle that is now in use in Iraq.
Going to Iraq, exactly. And this time they have National Guard again, and they've talked to them. And I guess the good news was we may be expecting more National Guard than what we're having now.
That's
and
great.
Yes.
And that's what, you know, it's so exciting because, and as I explained at our debrief this morning, it's so exciting to know that 18 months ago when we first went to the border, that's what we demanded of our government. We want National Guard on the border. We want more money for Border Patrol. We want more funding. We want more agents. We want more technology. And we want a wall.
Yes.
What's coming about? What do we have? We have the National Guard on our border. Surely it's not enough. We're talking less than 6,000 troops on the border right now
yes.
across the southern border. And speaking with the North Carolina Guard this morning, they admit they need more bodies.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And their young soldiers are kind of perplexed coming out of North Carolina to see what our southern border looks like. They just never knew. So, and that's the experience. But I'll just mention a couple of more statistics here. we had 268 Minutemen come through the operation here in Arizona for the month, representing 27 different states.
Yes.
To include Alaska.
Yes.
That's
our
wonderful. That's
Sarah
just powerful.
Baxter, yes, who is just an awesome woman. We've had her on the show at the ranch 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. And, you know, the operation in California had the same amount of people, I believe, and also from mm-hmm. about 25 or 26 different states of the United States.
Yes.
So it's been awesome. It really has been awesome. And, you know, we have a first caller already online. And it's Pineapple, and he's actually one of our guys, and I'm sure he wants to add something to the situation here. Pineapple, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about
Pineapple.
Yourself?
Well, I got home, got a shower, and I'm wore out.
You've been down there so long, you probably need a couple showers.
Well, I wasn't going to go into that. I just didn't know if you guys had caught on to what was going on this morning at the ceremony.
Well, fill us in. We know that there was some disruption as we were kind of handing out awards this morning. So tell us what happened.
Well, what happened was one of our Minutemen come up and give me a high sign, and I went over and asked him what was up, and he said he had two illegals up on the highway. And I says, well, go up there, and I'll have Border Patrol come. And he says, they want to go to Los Angeles. And I says, well, go up there and tell them that we'll get him a ride. And he says, I don't want to go by myself. And I saw Bill Warthog.
Yeah, right.
And I says, go up there with him and tell him that we're going to get him a ride.
So let me get you right. We had a Minuteman up by the radio, or the highway, and he comes across two illegals, and they're asking him for a ride to Los Angeles.
That's what they were doing.
That's just amazing. That's funny.
So
that is hilarious.
I sent the two guys up there, and well, if you know, Warthog is one of our Minutemen line leaders that I trained.
Right.
And so he was well experienced in what he was going to do. So he went up there and talked to him and told him that we were getting a ride, that stay right there with him, and they'd be there shortly. Well, in the meantime, I got comms on the line and got comms to call Border Patrol, and they gave him a ride.
Only it wasn't to Los Angeles, I'm sure. It was to the Tucson Detention Center for fingerprinting and deportation back to whatever country they came from, huh?
And then on top of that, I didn't get the full count of what we got last night after our earlier encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So it went above our last estimates from last April in apprehensions and sightings.
Yeah. Well, that was a pretty exciting story, you know. So, you know, it proves we had so many Minutemen. They were so frustrated and kind of sad this morning to say, "Oh God, we would love to stay another week, and we want to stay a few more days," you know. But the operation ends today, and we know that when we leave, the illegals will still continue to come across the ranch that we operate on. They still come across the border, and now, of course, the apprehension rates are going to go down because the Minutemen are not there.
Exactly. And Pineapple, while I have you on there, and I know you are such a wonderful volunteer, and you're also interested in the fence project, and we will talk about the fence project here coming back from the break, but I just wanted to make sure that you, if you're that you're going to listen in to the end of the show, because we will have a call out to volunteers to do security down on the fence project, and I wanted to make sure you hear it because I know you want to come down there. So,
well, if I can do that, I'm going to. But Mr. Simcox has already told me he's got something else lined out for me.
Uh oh.
We'll just have to talk to Mr. Simcox. I mean, I know he's the boss, but you know, we need security down there, and they're running kind of low right now again. So
yeah,
I'm going to do a couple of nights here this week, and we'll go from there.
Do we have a few minutes to talk about the North Carolina National Guard?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pineapple and I went down there to visit with the guard. What morning was that? Was that Friday morning?
Friday morning, yeah.
Okay. We took an early morning ride down to Sasebo, and we know where the guard headquarters is. And earlier in the month when we first kicked off, we went and met with one of their top sergeants, and just to introduce ourselves and let them know who we were and what we're doing there, that we're not a bunch of vigilantes, you know, a bunch of racists or a militia group. And they were extremely receptive and talking with us mm-hmm. at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. It was a great thing. It was a great meeting. So we went down there Friday morning with the intention of inviting them to our closing ceremonies this morning. And it just so happened that two of their top leaders yes. came in this morning, which we were very, very thankful to,
yes,
awesome. Have. But Pineapple, if you could explain to the audience, and you're well-versed in military items and the history of military equipment and their age, explain to the audience about what kind of gear and equipment the North Carolina National Guard is driving around on the border in.
Oh, yeah. That was
which ones? They've got all different kind of vehicles.
But it's not the brand new Hummers that they had, right?
Yeah.
No, they're driving around in old trucks, deuce and a halfs.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they are standing their post like we are, and they work under the same kind of SOP weekend we do. They cannot apprehend. They cite and report just like we do through the Border Patrol.
So they're Minutemen.
Well, in a sense, yes. And we asked them if we could get hired on, and they said, come sign up.
But, you know, the morale was great. They were very enthused. They didn't mind having old equipment and old vehicles because mm-hmm. in their own words, they said, it's functioning. It's functioning. It's working out.
That's right. You pour oil in it, and it runs.
That's right, and it runs. And so it was great to talk to them. It was great to meet them. And they're going to be here for a while. Actually, they said they're going to be here for a whole year.
That's right. And I think he explained the North Carolina contingent will be here
yes.
for a year. You know, it was kind of shocked to him. I think he got here and then realized that,
yes.
he was told,
yes.
oh, by the way, you're going to be here a year. And this is a young lieutenant who was meeting with us today, who is a former Marine.
Yes.
And enlisted Marine, by the way. So, which means a lot to a lot of people out there. Their Mustang officers are really good officers. So, but they are going to be on the border for a year, which means they're going to be soldiers guarding the U.S. border through the holidays, through Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah,
yes.
Through Easter,
yes.
When, you know, they should be home with their families had our borders been
right.
secure.
And Stacy,
uh-huh.
I don't know if you caught it, but we ask if these guys were being ordered to the border. And most of these men that are coming to the border are volunteers,
mm-hmm.
volunteer National Guardsmen who are volunteering their time to come down to the border.
That's right.
They're coming from different units all over the United States.
That's right. They volunteered as a Guard member, and now they're volunteering for this mission to come secure their own country's border, which is very important. You know, on the way over to here tonight, Carmen, I was thinking about when was the last time in American history.
We're going to go into a break. Pineapple, I want you to stay online because I still have something to mention, so please stay online until after the break. Folks, we are on News Talk 960 AM KKNT. The Minutemen Radio Station.